I've been thinking about some things that my Japanese teacher told me before I left. I was only in Japanese class for part of the semester before I had to leave, but I think that I got a pretty good start. She said that when learning Japanese, there are several things to think about. One of these is to be careful to practice good pronunciation. I really wanted to sound as much like a native Japanese speaker as possible, so I paid a lot of attention to this part. Japanese pronunciations didn't take me long to learn because there are only 5 basic vowels and nearly every sound uses the same vowels, but with the consonant or hard sound in front of them. The only sound that does not end in a vowel sound is the sound of the letter N. My teacher said that vowels should not be drawn out when pronounced, but instead should be short and clear. Here is a pronunciation guide. A or a, used in father. E or e, as in eat. U or u, as in boot. E or e, as in get. O or o, as in go. Once you master these 5 vowels, all of the remaining sounds, except for the m sound, are consonant vowel combinations. The chart below shows the sounds of Japanese. It is written vertically starting on the right side and reading from top to bottom. Japanese language can be written both horizontally, like English, left to right, and vertically. As seen in the chart below, writing from the top down and starting on the right side and moving left. There are 2 charts because Japanese uses 2 writing styles. The hiragana is used for Japanese words, and the katakana is used for foreign and scientific words, as well as onomatopoetic or mimetic words. A, I, U, E, O, Ka, Ki, Ku, Ke, Ko, Sa, Shi, Su, Se, So, Ta, Chi, Tsu, Te, To, Na, Ni, Nu, Ne, No, Ha, Hi, Fu, He, Ho, Ma, Mi, Mu, Me, Mo, Ya, Yu, Yo, La, Li, Lu, Le, Lo, Wa, Wo, N. Many of my friends have the impression that Japanese is difficult, but the pronunciation is actually quite simple. This is one of the things that I really like about Japanese. Most sounds are pronounced just like they look. Here are a few sounds that you have to be a little careful with. Su, as in soup. Chi, as in cheese. Tsu, similar to the TS in cats. Fu is pronounced not with an F, but like the sound you can make when you blow out a candle. The RA line, la, li, lu, le, and lo, is different from the R sound in English, but is close to the R sound in some other languages, such as Spanish. My sensei told me that it was more like a combination of the letters R, L, D, all rolled up into one. It really isn't difficult at all if you just concentrate on trying to sound just like your teacher or like the voice on the audio files. There are a few other things you should know about Japanese pronunciation. When you add 2 marks called tenten, or a small circle called maru, to the top right of the character, for example, ka, ga, or ha, pa, the sound of the consonant changes. Ga, gi, gu, ge, go. Za, ji, zu, ze, zo. Da, ji, zu, de, do. Ba, bi, bu, be, bo. Pa, pi, pu, pe, po. The sounds above make up the building blocks of all sounds in Japanese. There are a few combinations that change them slightly, but they don't add to the length of the syllables at all when they are placed together. They merely change the sounds. For example, the ki and yo sounds following each other would be kyo, 2 syllables. When the second character is half-sized or smaller, though, the sounds are combined, turning it into the one syllable. Kyo. Kya, kyu, kyo. Gya, gyu, gyo. Sha, shu, sho. Ja, ju, jo. Cha, chu, cho. Nya, nyu, nyo. Hya, hyu, hyo. Bya, byu, byo. Pya, pyu, pyo. Mya, myu, myo. Rya, ryu, ryo. Other important pronunciation points. Some vowels are elongated sounds, which means they are held for twice as long. The difference between the two is like this. I, e, means house, while I, e, which has an elongated vowel, which means no. With katakana words, the elongated vowel sound is shown by the straight line after the katakana character. For example, the first A sound in the word ja naru, journal, is pronounced twice as long as the second A sound. One other type of sound found in Japanese is the double consonant. To make this sound, you pause or freeze your mouth for just a brief extra second between the sounds just before and after the small ts. The small ts is about half the size of the normal ts and does not have a specific sound of its own. Here are a few words with double consonant. Ippai, a lot, and kissaten, coffee shop. This isn't hard to do. Just pay attention when your teacher explains how to pronounce the doubled consonant and listen carefully to the audio files that come with this book.